a delayed Prep Sports Now. Happy Tuesday. I'm Case Kiefer alongside Ray Brewer. High school football games Thursday this week, including the start of the playoffs in the 3A.
Playoffs!
Yeah, boy, I queued that one up. Yeah, it came down pretty crazy in the 3A. As we predicted, it all came down to last week. A couple teams on a bye this week. Give us the rundown. What do you think, Ray, about the 3A playoff picture?
Yeah, and that 3A Sunset League has just been a thrill all season. And you saw Cheyenne, Del Sol. Cheyenne gets in a massive hole. They come back. They win on the last play of the game, right?
Ooh, I didn't see that till I lost that one. Yeah. That's no fun.
And so Cheyenne gets the 2 seed, the home playoff game. Del Sol, tiebreaker, gets a 3 seed. They go to Boulder City. Pahrump Valley also came down to the end. Pahrump Valley pulls off the victory. They're undefeated in league. And they get the bye in the first round of the playoffs, which is interesting because this is the first season that the high school football playoffs have had a bye for the 3A league. And I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. And I asked Brett Lewis, Moapa Valley, who also has a bye, and, you know, he's kind of the godfather of that league. I heard a story about Coach Lewis.
Brent Lewis.
That's what I said.
I thought I said Brett.
No, Brent. Okay. With
All
an
right.
A in.
All right.
I might have said Brent, whatever. Same thing. The man's been called Brett a few times.
Yeah, I know.
He knows
that.
I got you. I heard a great story about him from Lake Tahoe guy yesterday. Lake Tahoe guy called. He was worried about us.
Uh-oh. What was the story?
I'm not going to give it away because I'd like to use it to preview the potential Truckee Moapa game in the semis, which is all systems are a go. So I'm going to keep it in my hat to write a good narrative.
All right, so Moapa will play the winner of which of these two games? Boulder City, Del Sol?
I'm not quite sure how it works out.
Think they play the two of the other league. Oh, so the other league, it would be Sunrise Cheyenne.
Yeah, so not quite sure who plays who or how it works out, but don't know if the bye is a good thing, right? Because Moapa's won 9 in a row, not to exclude Pahrump, who's on a winning streak as well, but you've got momentum on your side. Now you kind of get out of your routine a little bit, right? You try to get ready for the stretch run of the playoffs. Are you going to be able to turn it back on again? It's like the NFL, right? You get a bye, and then you got to play the team from the wild card, and the wild card's hot. Eli Manning slices and dices you on the way to the playoffs and beats the Patriots.
It hasn't happened the last few years.
But it has happened.
Yeah, before, but that's just confirmation. The team with the bye has performed way better than the wild card team over the annals of history.
Well,
you can't use like a one or two.
I know, but the history
sample
is right now. Who knows? But so I think that's an interesting dynamic. How is the week off going to hurt Pahrump and Moapa?
Yeah, Pahrump. I just think there's a tendency we could look way too much into this. What it comes down to me is Moapa is a lot better than all these teams. They will play the winner of Cheyenne and Sunrise Mountain. We were all fired up for their game against Cheyenne earlier in the year, and they pretty much blew them out. I think they were down at first, but Cheyenne couldn't even barely pick up a first down. So I'm not worried about Moapa. Pahrump, great year, Sunset champions. Hats off to them. But, I mean, they have taken some close games. Like you said, they came back to beat Valley here to clinch the 1 seed. I would be a little bit more worried about them. They get the winner of Boulder City Del Sol, and you can convince me it's going to be a close game either way.
Yeah, that Boulder City Del Sol game. Del Sol's been one of these teams that we've had a hard time figuring out this year, right? 1 week they look like world beaters, and next week they're losing at home to Democracy Prep. And I just don't know how it will do guarding the run in Balmer. I think Boulder City has really found something in this senior. They're having a great year. They're fired up. They hadn't won a league game in 4 years or been to the playoffs in 5 years. You could argue they're playing with house money, but I think it's a really good team, and I think they got an opportunity to have a good run.
Yeah, that should be a really interesting game. Probably the best of the two playoff games, of course, with, as we said, Moapa and Pahrump getting a bye. Yeah, the Cheyenne story is crazy. They trailed by 16 with 8 minutes left. Ray Brown, game-winning touchdown pass on the final play. So could have had a much more scrambled playoff picture if it wasn't for that.
And then you remember 2 weeks ago, they basically were down to Democracy Prep by whatever and rally back the win. So
and Sunrise Mountains come on a little bit at the end of the year. Even they were 500 in league. How much of a chance do you give them in that
game? Well, you know, I think they were the recipient of some good fortune potentially against Virgin Valley. Got a bunch of turnovers. Had a huge discrepancy in yards, and Boulder handled them pretty good last week. So I'm fairly confident that Cheyenne's going to get through against Sunrise Mountain. So I think the game of all games is this Boulder Del Sol game.
Yeah, that seems like the better of the two. We'll keep you waiting for our picks for that one. Still tough. I still honestly haven't, maybe not totally made my decision. Boulder, I'm leaning strongly one way, but
the Boulder Del Sol game.
Yeah, but we'll get there.
Hey, hold on, Case. Hold on. Did you hear that?
I hear your foot stomping on the floor.
You hear those footsteps coming in the picks, don't you?
Oh, boy.
Yeah! Coming to get you.
So this time you actually did go undefeated. The last time you bragged about it, you lost two games, I think.
It takes a while for me to get to. My math isn't as good as yours.
Yes, we all have faults. 16-0, confirmed.
And where'd you go?
14-2.
Here comes Rayleigh coming down the stretch. Last 2 weeks, I've only lost one game.
Yeah, you have been hot the last couple weeks.
Woo! It just took me a while to get going.
How many games are we going to disagree on, though? I'm worried we're not going to have any
disagreements. Well, you know, this time of the year, the cream rises, and there's not really much variance, right?
Yeah, I do think I came back to catch you last year to tie you. You were up all year.
I know.
And I came back
you rode Mojave all the way. Tyree Walker.
I only had we looked at the beginning. I only had one game where you didn't pick Mojave. Yeah. It was every other game I kept winning.
I was thinking last night. So Barnton got his 100th win last week against Shadow. Arbor didn't exactly crush them, right?
They won pretty comfortably though.
Like, comfortably, it was whatever. It's 20 like
20-plus points. Right?
You're playing yourself in the mirror. And then for part of me, because I watched a little of that game on the TV, shout out to Kenny, part of me was like, and I hate to say this because you're going to yell at me, do you think that Faith has an opportunity to beat Arbor when they play again?
Of course. Okay. They lost by 3.
I know, but...
What, are you saying they're not going to? Because that's the only way I'd yell at you is if you said they have no chance.
Well, I mean, common logic says that in the playoffs it gets a little cooler. You got to be able to run the rock. Faith can't run the rock. Arbor is bigger and stronger up front.
You know, I always am a balanced offense reporter. I don't care if you can run the rock.
I'm not a balanced offense human being as well.
I would pick Arbor, but I would not be shocked at all if Faith got him.
I know, and I almost told myself, boy, I think Faith could beat these guys.
They can. They certainly can. They're going to have an opportunity. We've seen they're good enough. It was a close game.
And I think those two are, for as long as we could remember, that part of town had always been powerful, right? With Palo in its day, Cimarron in its day, Arbor in its day, Centennial a little cup of tea, Gorman, right?
Even Legacy when they had a few really good teams.
Yeah, Legacy undefeated that 1 year. And I think this year, that part of town, it's Arbor, Faith, and a gigantic, enormous drop-off. Is that fair?
I would go, not gigantic, enormous, maybe just one of the two, because I've been pretty impressed with Centennial. And the game I was at, they kept it close almost throughout with Arbor, and I thought, to be frank, I thought it was a little bit of a fluke, but to see what they've done since then,
I just worry about a team with so many key contributors being younger, right?
But
how are you going to handle your first playoff start if you're a sophomore?
But that wasn't what you were arguing. You were arguing that there's a gigantic, enormous gap.
I think there is. I think Arbor in the playoffs...
They lost by 14 to Arbor, and it was a touchdown basically throughout.
To Arbor's credit, they have not... You know, they've had some games this year where they just haven't blown people out when I thought they would. To their discredit.
Yeah, to their discredit.
My bad.
So all the upper level... is finishing up this week. One more regular season game.
Upper level over on the other side of town.
Oh, okay. Hendertucky, so the Southeast still has two more.
Southeast and Southwest.
So I guess the big game of teams finishing up, that it's the Northeast Championship game, basically, right? Legacy and Canyon Springs?
Legacy and Canyon Springs. Canyon Springs undefeated in the league. If they win, they're the straight-up Northeast champions. If Legacy wins, then we've got a three-way tie with Legacy, DP, and Canyon, and who knows how it works out.
Okay, so it's the tiebreaker time of year again.
Yeah.
All right, yeah, that makes sense, but I'm not sure who ends up winning.
No clue either. I mean, Canyon Springs, who, to its discredit, has played down to its competition pretty exclusively all season, I still can't get a good handle on them because when they're clicking, I think they have the potential to be good. But it's just, I mean, same thing with every team. I mean, any team that makes a lot of mistakes, they're going to be like, hey, we're really good. If we could shore up some of these mistakes, and I feel like saying, well, you haven't, though. So you are what you are.
It doesn't seem like they've played down to their competition the last couple weeks, though. They killed El Dorado.
Legacy? I mean, Canyon? No, they struggled against Eldo.
23-7?
Yeah, and they had to pull away in that.
Okay.
Eldo gave them a hell of a game.
Well, they beat both Mojave and El Dorado by more than 2 touchdowns.
Yeah.
To me, struggling is like you had to pull it out at the end.
But the Mojave game, they were up big, and the Mojave cut the lead to 8 points in the second half. Is that the fine struggle for you? All right, what kind of gum do you got today?
It's extra, I think.
Is it your last piece?
Yeah.
Okay, that's why you're holding on to it?
No, I just forgot to spit it out, okay. So now I have a...
I mean, I would have just chewed it like a champ. You know me. I didn't go to that private school that taught me manners. Just eat what you get at Shap.
All right, so, yeah, Canyon, they have had some, I guess, closer games than the final scores look.
I'm just saying Canyon is not like... Canyon would be, if they would win, they'd be the least convincing league champion.
Yeah, but Legacy hasn't always set the world on fire either. They have blown out some teams that Canyon struggled a little bit more with, but... I mean, they also still they have some losses on their resume as well.
Okay. So. Okay. I mean, I can't believe how long have we been taping the show, CK? 11 minutes and 56 seconds, right?
Okay. Well, you're looking at the time. I'm not. That's facing okay. You. So you tell me.
You have yet to mention your favorite team. The game of the week last week, right? The Foothill Falcons. Liberty and,
well, we're going backwards for teams that are furthest in their playoff.
Oh, okay. I didn't get your hire.
I just thought
you would say, did you see the can of whoop that they put on?
40-7, right?
Woo! Now, Foothill is not 33 points worse than Liberty, right?
Maybe at 100%, and it seemed like Liberty is playing close to 100%.
I mean, did Liberty make a statement there? I mean, all week we were like, oh, man. If Foothill, because it was Foothill's homecoming, and you know Foothill's got... 198 people in the band, and each of them bring the mom, the dad, and 8 siblings. And the whole thing is packed. They had this little light thing they did ahead of time. And I'm thinking, boy, the Falcons are going
But we didn't think they really had a...
It's like going into Happy Valley on Saturday night. We didn't
think they had that great of a chance to win. If you would have asked our percent to win, we would have said below 10, right?
Below 10? You had that low?
I had them winning by 17. They won by 30. Okay, 30-ish, yeah. 33, 40-7.
Yeah, but here's the deal. If Foothill would have won the game, would you have been shocked? I mean,
shocked is a strong word.
Home field environment, D1 players at the skill positions.
Well, I actually haven't looked at the box score or anything, but I think this comes down to... Liberty has one player that's better than everyone else on the field combined.
It was more than that one player, though. He wasn't great. I mean, he was good, but he wasn't great. Liberty pounded.
Maybe I have no idea.
Liberty pounded the rock. Liberty played a darn good football game, and you know, for whatever it's worth.
Yeah, 40-7. So they definitely took care of business. Ruins Foothill's undefeated season. Pretty impressive, and I do think it was long-winded, but to answer your question, yeah, they did kind of put out a statement. Looks like they threw the ball pretty well, too,
yeah.
Which is big. Noah Faua, 10 for 13 for 174 yards.
Yeah, well, when
that'll do.
Talich had everybody in the box, so there were some opportunities to slice and dice.
Well, still, we said all year the kid needs to be able to throw the ball. He's demonstrated right there that he could. No interceptions.
Yeah. What about your basic Wolves? Held Coronado scoreless in the second half. Got a dub.
This one was closer than I thought, actually. 41-27. Am I just looking too much at the scores? But
it was real
I think
close,
I had this them winning by like 4 touchdowns.
Yeah, Basic had to kind of pull. They didn't. I mean, I think they scored like the last 3 touchdowns. I still love that team. I love that quarterback, man. Maybe it's. I just love the deep ball. And that kid could sling it, bro. I mean, he's got a absolute effing cannon.
Is that what it is, though? Are they just going to have to outscore everyone? Because I don't think Coronado's put up 27 all year.
Well, the, so maybe the Samaje Bolin kid got a few, got out for a few. The Portland State-bound Samaje Bolin.
Oh, Portland State? Good for him. You like? I was not aware.
You ever been to Portland?
Of course, yeah.
You like it there?
Yeah, it's a good place.
Do you really?
Didn't they beat UNLV one year?
No, get out of here. Portland State?
Yeah.
In football?
Thought so.
Come on, bro. It's not that bad.
It hasn't got that bad. There's a lot worse loss. Portland State's way better than Howard.
Yeah. Hey, we went to Portland once.
Why wouldn't I like Portland?
Well,
you're shocked that I wouldn't like. I don't know. Portland.
I mean, just all the barefoot people walking around.
Oh, I'm all for that. I'd rather have barefoot people than people walking around in suits.
I don't care about the clothes, but it's unsanitary. Take a bath.
I didn't really notice that many barefoot people.
Oh my God. They had this little like carnival weekend event thing down by the water. I'm sure our listeners are familiar with it.
Okay. I don't think I'm familiar with it. Like, I know Portland, but I don't know.
It's like an arty thing. There's food.
Yeah, no,
and music
I like the artsy vibe for sure. That's what you were getting.
Everybody
at.
There was barefoot. I mean, my one requirement in this world is.
Have you walked on the strip late at night? Half the people are barefoot.
It's not in about 15 years.
Wasn't everyone barefoot back then?
No, I can't remember.
Okay,
but
maybe that's a new thing.
I mean, I think just two requirements in this world every day is A, you bathe, and B, you wear shoes. And I don't know if the people that were at that event followed both of those strategies.
Well, I guess I know what your overall overarching message, but I guess I didn't see that many barefoot people.
Well, it's okay. You don't notice detail like I do. I'm a keen observer.
I think Samaje Bolin will do a great job there. Okay. I do think they have a pretty decent football program, and they beat Washington State a couple years ago. So if they beat UNLV, it would not
Coach
be
Coach Barney's
shocker.
First game. AC Patterson, do you remember him?
I thought he was UTEP. No, he was Portland State.
No, UTEP. He played there. Now he's an assistant coach
at
Portland
State.
And he's coming into Vegas and getting everybody.
Ah,
he's
nice.
A great guy. I love that kid.
Do you have anyone else?
Nobody's offered many.
Okay.
He's gonna get some more. So, Case, many theories I have had over the years, right?
Mm-hmm.
Some of which you adore, you rally around, you make
most of which I probably don't.
No, some of which you're listen. I say things that you think could be not accurate, and then as you get older and you the light shines a little bit, you realize that I'm right.
All right, well, I'd like an example.
Okay, so for years, I mean literally for years, Case, I've told you that when you play Bishop Gorman, the 9-time defending state champs, who since we've been doing this show have won 3 natties, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who send kids to D1 year after year after year, Ohio State, USC, you name it. I said, what an absolute opportunity to line up and play Gorman, right? Because if you're somebody who's under the radar or somebody who needs some film to get to the next level, you could go ham against them and you could prove yourself. And you know that the Gorman coaches do a great job recommending kids from other schools to college. We've seen it time and time again. Coaches aren't just coming in to go to the G. They're going to go everywhere else. So your guy from Durango.
I was so happy your preamble leads to a guy that I raved about after week one.
Did I go on too long?
No. Okay. I'm happy about this.
So
this
Michael,
is a theory I like.
Say his last name. Nursinger?
Jaden
Nursinger. Michael. Jaden. I got the last name right the first one. Anyways, Jaden had a pretty good day. Caught some balls, played some good D. People around town were texting, hey, who's this guy, 33? Uh-oh, now all of a sudden we got some tape. If his grades are good, which I can't vouch for his grades, he's got some action, right?
I sure hope so. He seemed good enough the game I saw. And to lead his team to 34 points against Gorman, when's the last time Gorman's given up 34 points to, I feel like, any local opponent, let alone one in the division?
Liberty at Rancho, state semis, the same day the Running Rebels beat North Carolina. Nico Capelli.
Okay, that was many years ago. What,
yeah.
7 years ago, maybe?
Now,
6 years ago?
In Gorman's defense, up comfortably at halftime, getting some of the twos in.
But still, I mean, that was the case in all these games, and they usually give up less than 12 points. I mean, I can't remember them giving up more than 12. I think this speaks more to Durango than anything.
Yeah, Durango is the clear two. And this kid put himself out good. And shout out to the quarterback there, Renshaw, for throwing some good bombs. It was a good little moral victory for Durango. And one kid got some good film, and he should be proud of himself. And for whatever it's worth.
Looks like they play Sierra Vista on Thursday, so I don't know about that clear two thing.
This Thursday?
Yeah.
Or next Thursday?
Thursday, October 25th.
Oh.
That's this Thursday, right?
I don't think that's in the picks, by the way.
Oh, okay. Well, it might be the game of the week. Sierra Vista listening to you saying they're not another team's the clear two, and you're picking against them. All kinds of disrespect for the Mountain Lions. Not even picking them, period.
Here's the problem with Durango in this week. Do you have the Gorman hangover? Or is this motivation?
It's another theory.
Good theory.
Well, if
the only theory that I've made that you wholeheartedly disagree with, well, there's probably more personally, but best player on the field. You hate that theory.
Oh, in football, and I also hate the theory that home field doesn't mean anything.
Okay.
Because we've asked everyone, we've tested it, it clearly means something no matter what you think.
It's crazy when
those are the two I can't stand.
Lake Tahoe guy called yesterday. It was nice to get to talk to somebody like-minded, but he was telling me that he's real high on Truckee this year. They got like 83 seniors.
Wow.
And he's like, hey, you know that best player in the field theory that Case doesn't like? Direct quote, swear to God. He's like, we got like six of them.
Well, that's more than one. I hate it when it's applied to a team that's way better.
It's a team. And so when they play Moapa, they'll probably have players 1 through 6 then. But Moapa at home in the playoffs, right?
Moapa's got some guys, though, too.
Yeah, they don't got guys like this, though. I watched that film on Truckee, and Moapa's going to have to play a perfect game.
I'm saying might be a hot take, but I don't think there are 6 guys on that team I would take over the Hayden Red kid.
Oh, that kid had a good game against Virgin.
Whenever they need, it feels like how they get a lot of kids involved, but when they really need to just hunker down and make a play, it seems like he's the one to do it. I think he's really, really good, just a junior, too.
Hey, have you ever been to that Casablanca in Mesquite?
I do not. No.
Don't waste your time.
What'd you go there for?
Well, we went to that pumpkin patch in Utah, right. And my kid had used the bathroom, so we dove in there real fast. No cell phone reception in the entire property. It's like they jam your signal so you can't check a score.
No good.
Not that it matters. Do you want to do the picks?
Sure. And I guess...
Did you give a shout-out to Barnson for the Hundy?
Congrats, Dan Barnson, for the 100.
He's got a nice...
We spoke a lot about it last episode.
They got a ball for him and everything.
What about a certificate?
I don't think he got a certificate. Oh. He got a ball, for sure.
We should get him a Prep Sports Now certificate.
Well, that'd be a good idea.
Or maybe if he wins a Sun Standout Award.
Maybe Rebecca will give him a certificate.
Exactly. All right, so the certificates could still be coming. Well, since we already mentioned you left this game off the picks inadvertently, why don't we start there with Durango at Sierra Vista?
Durango at Sierra Vista. As Sierra Vista had a bye last week. Durango's kind of licking its wounds a little bit from what happened against Gorman. It's going to be a coin flip of a game. I'm going Vista.
You said Durango's the clear cut two.
Well, I got
to
go back.
How do you go from clear cut two to picking against them?
Case, I'm allowed to change. I'm hot right now. I went undefeated last week. I'm sending you the pick right now.
This might have been the only game that I thought we were going to disagree on.
You're taking Vista
two? I said all year Sierra Vista was the two, and you said all year Durango's the two. I'm not backing off now. I stand behind my words.
All right.
The clear cut number two was very hollow from you. So I guess we're both on Sierra Vista there.
Mm-hmm.
This will wrap up the season for Durango. Looks like they have a bye next week. Sierra Vista.
I hate having a bye in the last week. But they'll be in the playoffs.
Yeah. So
playoffs?
It wraps up their regular season.
And they got a chance to win in the playoffs. One game.
Yeah.
Because you're not going to Liberty, so you got a chance.
Yeah, likely it will depend on this game whether they play Foothill or they play someone like Basic or...
Green Valley.
Yeah, Green Valley. All right.
Not the Shap Cowboys. Who did beat Liberty in league but still won't make the playoffs.
Yeah, they technically did beat Liberty.
That's right. They did technically. That's right. It's a 4A football team with a big 4A victory. Speaking of the Cowboys, we do the phone calls on after the game.
Okay.
Shap beat Rancho 119-0.
Saw that one coming a little bit.
Okay, so you call the coach after the game. He's trying to summarize 119 touchdowns, right?
It's only 43 to 6.
Whatever it is. So, anyways, I publish so-and-so had 2 touchdowns. Turns out he had 4. Ooh. His dad's not too happy.
Yeah.
He sends this awful email to me, awful human being. Where do I get my stats from? You should be embarrassed. Blah, blah, blah. Some extracurriculars. I respond, Coach Willis, period. He emails Coach Willis. Coach Willis is like, oh, yeah, your kid did have 4 touchdowns. And he's like, you need to correct this. And I'm like, I'm standing flat. Anyways.
Why would you stand up?
Coach Willis, you know, everybody knows when we do these phone calls.
Well, yeah, but you want to get the right in. If you confirm it's right, is it journalism number one? We want to be right.
I'm not a good journalist. You know that.
I do not have your back on this theory.
I'm changing it. You know that.
It was overboard for the guy. I would be mad too. If
but
the
I'm
guy,
gonna
I
make him wait
a
little.
Person,
I'm gonna make him wait a little bit.
I think we should change it to the 4, probably.
Okay.
So shout out to Nameless 4 touchdown kid for Chaparral. Next game, Del Sol at Boulder City.
Are you picking Boulder too?
I'm a little scared of what they did last week to Sunrise, who looked like they'd been improving. They just clobbered Sunrise Mountain. I mean, it was not even remotely competitive, 48-12. I feel like they're a little bit more sure thing than Del Sol.
I agree with you. That's why I'm taking Balmer.
Yeah, I think I got to go there, too. I came in, if it was just like 28-12 or 18-12, I'd go with the upset, but I like what Boulder City's done. They've gotten progressively better, and I think they're going to win this game. Can't deny it. Boulder City for that one. The other playoff game is Sunrise Mountain taking on Cheyenne.
I think this one's pretty obvious, Cheyenne with the dub.
Yeah, got to go Cheyenne, even though they have, you know, relied on a couple escapes. I don't know if they're going to need that here. Here's another one where I might have gone a different way until I looked closer at the scores. Now I really think there's only one way you can go, Canyon Springs at Legacy.
God, I can't even remember who I picked, Case. I got Legacy.
I got Legacy, too. I just, once you started bringing up how close Canyon Springs had played everyone, they still won most of those games, you know, in the teens, but it looked like those same games they were winning in the teens, Legacy was winning by 3 touchdowns. So I got to think Legacy's like a touchdown better, probably.
And now that Legacy's healthy.
Yeah, anything could happen, though. I mean, these are two teams that seem mostly led by their defense, right?
Yeah.
Defense is ahead of their offense. Maybe it's low scoring. Could go either way. I'm going to lean ever so slightly towards Legacy. Seems like a good spot for a Ray Brewer theory here next. Foothill at Green Valley. Foothill coming off this big physical game against Liberty. Could be a little hungover against a team they're usually competitive with. So I'm assuming you're taking Green Valley, right?
I am taking Foothill. I don't think Foothill is as bad as we think they are. And Foothill always...
We don't think they're bad. 7-1.
Well, as bad as the one...
Last week?
Yeah. And Green Valley has been topsy-turvy all year. I think that Green Valley... I think Foothill gets back on track. I got the Falcons.
I think this is a close game. I really like Foothill, though. I think they get back on track. I think that it's a field goal. I think it's a 3-point game.
Well, that's what I have.
Foothill.
I have it 28-23.
Yeah.
So we agree.
I say even shorter.
We agree.
We do agree, okay. But I was trying to get you to pick Green Valley.
That's okay.
Well, we kind of agree. I'm saying even closer than you. I'm saying a 3-point game. All right. When we agree this much, we have to find some way to disagree. Arborview at Palo Verde. I think this one is pretty clear-cut, and we're going to agree again. I've got the Aggies.
I do, too. 2 running teams. Arborview just significantly ahead of Palo at this stage of the game. Wasn't that way until about, 4 years ago?
Yeah, pretty recently.
Yeah, and there was a good...
I got in trouble for saying Arborview is the better program.
I remember
they've
that.
Never
Mike,
lost since. They literally have not lost to Palo Verde since.
Mike Hughes ran over to you.
The whole game?
Yeah.
It's just relentless.
Who won that game?
Palo, but that's
Palo.
The last time they won. They haven't beat them since then.
And Mike Hughes is, now I think he's on injured reserve with the Jags.
Oh.
Who are designated.
Well, he's getting a check then.
Yeah, he's getting a bigger check than we are.
Yeah, so good for him.
Do you think it's probably a direct deposit?
That's probably up to him, but probably.
No, could you imagine him going into payroll? Like, hey, I'm here for my check.
I'm sure if you wanted to, you could. but, yeah, probably a direct deposit. Okay. This must be your favorite game of all time, because you bring it up at least twice a year in the picks. I want, like, an oral history of this game.
It was Gorman's home.
Spring Valley and Gorman, and in 2006, as I was banged into my brain by now, Gorman lost to Spring Valley.
Yeah, it was Gorman's homecoming game at Sam Boyd Stadium, and Spring Valley beat him.
Was it a big upset at the time, or was it just kind of...
I think everybody thought Gorman was going to win. You know, they were a few years removed from DeMarco Murray and Ryan Reynolds. They had a few recruitable guys, and Spring Valley went in there and really took care of business. You could argue that's what started the Gorman. You could argue it's Spring Valley's fault for starting the Gorman dynasty, because that's when they kind of, you know, got rid of the coach, or I don't know.
They didn't win a state title until 2009, though, right?
Yeah.
So still a little bit. But this year they're not going to win.
A state title?
No, Spring Valley's not going to beat
Gorman. No, they're not.
It's not going to be their fault of anything. I've got Gorman big, and so do you. We agree on that one. This one you have really close, actually, which I find somewhat curious. Mojave at Las Vegas. Why do you see this?
I think this is just going to be who makes the most extra points.
Wow. You like Vegas's kicker better?
I do. They got a good kicking program over there.
Good to know. All right.
Started with Automatics. Remember him?
Maddox, yeah. Automatic. I never remember using that nickname. Yeah. Why don't we use
that? I ran into that kid the other day out, and he's going to be kicking in that American Football Alliance.
Oh, the championship game's going to be here.
Yeah, I don't know if he'll be part of it, but.
He could be. 1 in 8 chance if he's the kicker for one of the 8 teams.
I can't wait to get to that championship game.
I bet you can't. All right, I'm going Vegas. I like the Jay Sean Scroggins. Talk about him every week.
He's a sophomore.
Yeah, I mean, is there a chance Vegas could be a real threat in the next coming years with these young kids? Still not the numbers.
Yeah, I think anybody who's on the Northeast goes to DP, and if you don't go to DP, then you figure it out.
All right, well, we're going to agree here. I'm going Vegas. You're going Vegas as well. Basic at Liberty. This one might be even uglier than last week against Foothill. Though you say Basic could score with anyone, here's their chance to prove it.
Yeah, Liberty, if they play like they did against Foothill, they're only losing to Gorman. And I think they keep it up.
The Foothill Basic game was close. Foothill pulled them off in the end, right?
Basic, yeah. Foothill Basic game was, I think, 21-17, tied at 17 at one point.
All right, so I could see this being very similar to last week. I'm going Liberty. I think they keep it up. And I think Zyrus Fiesau has a huge game, even though they bottled him up a little bit. He was held to less than 100 yards.
But everybody else ate because...
Yeah, he goes over 100 yards against Basic is what I'm trying to get at, though.
I would agree. I would concur.
Coronado at Chaparral.
You know, tough. I'm always looking for a spot to pick my Cowboys.
How is a coin flip game not a spot to pick them, then?
Well, Case, I've got a little...
You picked that this is a coin flip.
Listen... You and me are competitive with each other, right?
I just think sometimes your explanations don't add up to the result. Anyone have a coin? The Ray Brewer I know's coin would always land on the Chaparral side.
Well, I'm trying to win a championship here. I'm trying that. And I got the Halloween Hoops this weekend.
Yeah, we're playing each other, our all-star team.
Have you come up with a starting five yet?
No, because I got to see who actually shows up. 3 of our starting five weren't there last year.
Oh. It's who you draft. You got to draft high-quality attendance. I checked their attendance records in school.
I know my number one overall pick will be there, supposedly.
I know my number one overall pick will be there, too.
Okay.
Should we let them just play one-on-one?
Probably not. I think that would kind of defeat the purpose of getting a lot of kids involved. But, yeah, I think it's 7 o'clock Saturday at Coronado. Is that the right time, I think?
I think the show-up time is 7 and the tip-off is 7:30.
All right, so there you go. Be
Which
there.
Which means it'll be 8.
All the great high school basketball players we've drafted.
Plus me and you.
Yeah, Brewer and Kiefer drafted. You can find the teams on Twitter, at Halloween Hoops.
Do you think if you and me had a Papa Shot contest, I would beat you?
No, I would destroy you. And I've said this for years. And you think you'll beat me. And I'm willing to go do it anytime you want.
2 weekends ago, I was with my kid at that circus. You ever been there?
I mean, not in... decade, but yes, I've been there.
They got a little Papa Shot action up there.
I've only ever met one person that can beat me in Papa Shot.
Who's that?
Another person you know.
Oh, yeah.
Adam Hill.
Yeah, he's good.
He's ridiculous in Papa Shot. He's the only person that's ever beaten me.
Yeah, maybe you would beat me.
But I'm willing. You tell me the time and the place.
It's just these athletic competitions. Back 10 years ago when we launched a show, or 9 years ago or whatever, mm-hmm. and I was like in my 30s and I was a little more athletic. But once you hit, once you clear 40, your body just isn't moving in the right same.
There are only two you were super confident about. It was Papa Shot and a 40-yard dash.
40-yard dash, I can't beat. I can't do it.
Well, I'm glad that...
I can't freaking run 2 feet. But you know the one thing I played... you know that bags game you have?
Yeah.
Played that a little bit this weekend with Nicholas.
Yeah? There's some variance in that. You might beat me.
Yeah, I mean...
I'm not anything special.
It's not exactly a skill. I mean, somebody could get hot and... You know what I mean?
That's part of it, though.
Yeah. Anyways... Faith right. of Bonanza.
Is that what we're on? I picked Coronado, by the way.
I did,
I don't think it's that much of a coin flip. I think that the Cougars are a little bit better. Well, not roll, but I think two touchdowns or something like that.
Two touchdowns. Okay, that's fine.
Faith and Bonanza, like you said, Faith big.
I agree.
All right, Centennial at Cimarron.
Centennial.
Yeah, got to go Centennial. Although we love Norwood, leading rusher in the state. I don't know if that's still true. He was last week.
He's one of the leading rushers.
Yeah, and one of the best players around. Desert Pines at El Dorado. I guess we're going to agree on every game this week because I doubt you're going El Dorado.
I tell you what, though. El Dorado has been playing people in the first half, bro.
Well, clearly, once you pointed out that Canyon Springs game.
I think they've been ahead the last 2 weeks in the first half.
Just run out of gas?
Ran out of Jimmy's and Joe's, but you know initially they're putting up a good fight. And let's be honest, they shouldn't be playing in this league, but because we can't figure it out, they're forced to.
And just a clarification from earlier, Norwood does still have the state rushing lead. He's holding off Bubba Graham right now, and Thorsten Ballmer, and Christian Vaughn.
Christian Vaughn didn't play last week.
Ooh, and he's still the fourth leading rusher in the...
Yeah, and the kid that they put in rushed for 300, and he was playing both ways.
So I think a shout-out is in order for the Desert Oasis offensive line.
Well,
if more than one kid's doing it, it means that they're blocking pretty well.
And my guy, Lance Pasqua.
He's one of their linemen?
Center, my guy Lance. Who I've known since he was a kid.
I think they're blocking pretty well to be able to put up those numbers.
Yeah. Shout out to Alvin Pomerar, 300 yards and 4 touchdowns, and they got the dub.
And shout out to the offensive line.
Shout out
I know
to
they're
the
doing that work.
Line.
All right. Well, that's all the picks. Any parting pieces of wisdom?
We'll talk to you guys Thursday.
All right. Yeah, we will be back next week. For Ray, I'm Case. Thanks for listening to Prep Sports Now.